Watch, Representative Kat Kamak grills TikTok CEO on Chinese Communist Party's access to Americans' data. By Ashley Oliver on March 23, 2023. Representative Kat Kamak, RFL, pressed TikTok CEO Xu Zhiqiu during a congressional hearing Thursday on the fact that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has access to data of the millions of Americans who use the popular app. Kamak pointedly asked Chu during the House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing, "My colleague Rep. Bob Latta confirmed that your parent company ByteDance currently can access user data, yes?" We have to be more specific," Chu replied. "Yes?" Kamak asked again. After Project Texas, "No," Chu said, in reference to the heavily scrutinized initiative that, according to Chu, would essentially create a firewall that shields TikTok user data from Chinese access. "I'm not asking after Project Texas. I'm asking now," Kamak said, to which Chu responded, "Some of user data is public data, Congresswoman. Which means everybody can search for it on the internet." The hours-long hearing was a rare, brutal bipartisan beatdown of TikTok, which members of Congress across the political spectrum are threatening to ban because of its ByteDance ownership. Chu insisted during the hearing that the notion that ByteDance is owned or controlled by China's communist government is a misconception. However, some of ByteDance's top employees, such as editor-in-chief Zhang Fuping, are members and affiliates of the country's government. ByteDance has been accused of misrepresenting the level of privacy it affords its users as well as spying on the locations of American journalists. While Chu cited in his written testimony for the hearing that a Citizen Lab study found TikTok had engaged in no overt data transmission to the CCP and that the app did not contact any servers within China, the director of Citizen Lab was quick to publicly reject Chu's usage of the study, as pointed out by FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr. Observing that Chu during his testimony and responses to questions had used the term transparency more than a half dozen times, Kamak charged that his posture did not jive with her finding that ByteDance had also airbrushed away its ties to the CCP on its website. "The interesting thing to me is that ByteDance, your parent company, has gone out of their way to hide an airbrush corporate structure, ties to the CCP, the company's founder, and their activities," Kamak said. She continued, "You can look no further than the fact that ByteDance website has been scrubbed. In fact, we found web pages from the Beijing Internet Association, the industry association charged with Communist Party building work of internet companies in Beijing. They have been archived but since deleted. Makes you kind of wonder why. Yes or no, ByteDance is required to have a member of the Chinese government on its board with veto power, is that correct?" Chu replied, "No, that is not correct. ByteDance owns some Chinese businesses and you're talking about this very special subsidiary." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.